are Adam and Sarah Clark, and we are from the United States, and we just want to say congratulations to A9. We believe that God created the earth, and that he did it out of nothing, and yes, that's a step of faith. There's no one piece of science that you can pull to and say that this is it or this is not it. It's just that very essence. It requires faith, and I get confirmation of that, I guess, is when you see the intricacies of the world. You just look at all the minute details and how everything is formed and how everything is so perfect and fits together and how it all flows. Just the detail of creation that we have, and then how random that would be if it was science, that it would be so rare for it to happen. And then, you know, just look at our Earth and just look at all the beauty that we see around of it. You know, if we were just, I've read studies where if the Earth was a few thousand miles back, that it would be too cold for life. And if it was too far close, we wouldn't be able to support life. And just, and all that we've seen and all we've advanced, we've seen nothing where life has flourished like it has. And so that's...
I work as a labor and delivery nurse, and I work as a nurse. And so I went to nursing school and I studied about the human body. And I think when you look at the human body, it's very difficult to deny that a God so perfectly fit our bodies together and created them to work exactly how they work. And I think that, you know, I think, again, that's proof that, you know, one little thing goes wrong and we wouldn't be able to live and we wouldn't be able to sustain life, that had to knit our bodies together. And I think we both believe in the scripture and in the Bible. And in the Bible it says that he knits our bodies together in a mother's womb. And I firmly believe that scripture, and I believe that that's truth. You know, scripture also talks about, you know, the mountains and how God's majesty and his glory is displayed through the mighty mountains. And so I think, you know, again, that's evidence and that's, you know, that's scripturally based, that, you know, that he declares his glory, you know, through that. So another example, but I think in essence that's what we believe, and that's what, you know, that's what we hold fast to.